Good evening, Color Lock. You're listening to the radio of Color Lock City, informally but more truthfully known as The Rock. We're your hosts, Nick Denikin
and Mallory Wilson. While routes 56 and 35 have been swiftly repaired, Route 80 remains impassable due to further damages as a result of last week's meteorite impact. More details to come in this week's disaster report.
So long as the weather holds, there will be a community cleanup day in Riverfront Park this Friday from 10 to 4. Feel free to stop by at any time in that window to lend a helping hand.
Finally, tonight's showing of Among Falling Stars by local filmmaker Naomi Beach has been postponed until next week. And now to Nick for your weekly horoscopes.
Thanks, Mallory. Let's just jump right into it. Aries. There's so much in this world that none of us know. Taurus. This week, the gods still see you. Sorry, usually I've got more context than that, but yeah, that's it. Gemini. When you look back on this week from the future, from a place of knowledge and understanding, it will seem so alien compared to your new life. Cancer. This week, spending time with others is the best way for you to understand yourself. Leo. Someone will notice and care if you miss that commitment. They will care if you don't show up. Virgo. This week, try to remember that you are a multifaceted person and should feel free to embrace and pursue all of those facets. Libra. Tomorrow, bring $5.23 with you when you leave the house. Scorpio. Something is coming for you. Sagittarius. Where is your home? Have you made sure that where you are living is your home? That those are your boxes in the crawl space, that those are your photos on the wall? Have you dug down into the foundations? Have you made sure that it is not the handprint of someone else's child that marks them? Capricorn. This week, stopgap solutions are going to stop working. You need to fix the actual problems, and soon. Aquarius. Fall back on what you know in times of horrible change that are approaching. Pisces. Do they love you? Or do they just need something to cling to, because otherwise it's too hard for them to cope with being alone? Will they leave once everything gets better, leaving marks from where their nails dug in?
Last week, while we were not here, something unfamiliar made landfall, only a few miles from here. My phrasing leaves a lot to be desired, where's the specificity? But the fact of the matter is that this disaster, unlike so many, came from somewhere beyond the confines of our atmosphere, beyond the orbit of our moon around our Earth. It is only rarely that an object from so far away makes an impact, only rarely that new matter enters the planet, and even more rarely that it should make an impact this close to home. But it did. In the early hours of a day like any other, it breached the protective layers of our atmosphere, burning up and splitting apart as it did so, shining for a single moment in the pre-dawn light of a world mere moments from waking. No one could have seen it coming, unless some forewarning or sleepless night or pure dumb luck granted them an early morning's rise. When it struck in fragments. It takes effort for an asteroid of any size to fight its way to the surface of a planet such as ours, so much so that the smaller ones tend to disappear completely in a final flash of glory. Even the larger ones can't make it through whole and leave pockmarks scattered across a landscape up to miles apart. Some of those marks found their resting place in fertile soil and open fields, some in the deep forest where humans rarely dare to tread, and some hit cinderblock and concrete. Cracked pavement, shattered windows, dented pristine metal roofs of cars, because our world is a world built of stone and glass. Sturdy asphalt weaknesses reinforced as much as is possible until it is nearly impossible to imagine that a force of nature could deal it any damage. But we are proven wrong, time and time again. Some of the fragments of rock hit road. The crater and carcass left at the site of impact rendered the highway impassable. A route of escape, amputated at the hip. And some of those fragments struck flesh like a bullet, tearing through skin and splintering bone, a a fatal wound dealt quick enough that its victim never woke, and never will again. As for this week, a few days of fair weather will likely be followed by returning storms. Whether or not these storms will be light showers or will develop into something more severe is yet to be determined, but there is no harm in exhibiting caution when traveling this week. Should any worse weather occur, emergency broadcast systems are always easily accessible by television or, of course, radio.
Color Luck, the meteor shower was not just the same sort of disaster we see so often. I might brush it off, except for the severity of its effects on our little community. It did not come from our earth or from our skies or our rivers. It came from beyond us. It meant something. It had to have meant something. That's the only way it makes sense. It was formed from the debris of Halley's Comet, and it seemed to emerge from the constellation Orion. It means that a great change is coming, an undeniable and irreversible change. I do not know what it is, and I hope to God that I'm wrong, but we all saw it. We all felt it. We can't deny that. I am so sorry, Color Luck. We should have known. We should have known. We could have seen the signs. This is something which can be tracked, predicted to a meaningful degree of accuracy. You should have been kept safe, and yet, Route 80 is broken. I can't believe I was such an idiot. We have been tied down, boxed in, and we should have at least known.
Thank you for joining us this evening on The Rock.
We'll talk to you all again next week, and remember, we are proven wrong time and time again.